Today's shiur is Masechta Tainis Daf Chaf Aleph, and we will begin in Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, on the first line of the Amud. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan have a garsi baraisa. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were learning Torah, Techikalu Milsa Tuva, and they were in serious financial trouble. Amar Nekem V'Nezil V'Neved Iska. Let us leave the yeshiva and get involved in business. Nekayim V'Nafshin, and we will fulfill what it says in the Pasuk, Efes ki lo yibcha evyen. There will be nobody poor amongst you. And like Rashi explains, ki lo yibcha, that a person has to try to achieve a situation, ki lo yibcha, in you, that you should not be poor. Ozel osvi tachas gudriya. So they went and they sat under a dilapidated wall. And the Gevurah Sari asks, we just learned in the previous shiur that Lo'olam al yamed adam atzmoy b'mokam sakana. A person has to be careful not to go to a place that's dangerous. So how can they sit under a dilapidated wall? So he answers, they obviously did not realize that this wall was in danger of falling. As the Binyan Yehuda explains, on one side the wall looked fine. That was the side that they were sitting on. On the other side, the wall was dilapidated, but they didn't realize. Havakarchi rifted. They were eating bread. Also, trei malachim asharis. Two malachim came, and as the Mefarshim explained, those are the two malachim that are next to every person. Shamei Rav Yochanan d'amar chadel chavrei. Rav Yochanan heard one saying to the other one, Nishdalai hai guda v'nitalena. Let's throw over this wall over them and kill them. Shemanichim chaya olam haba, for they have forsaken Torah, which is chaya olam haba. Va'etzkim b'chaya shah, and they're busy with this world, going into business. Amlei idach shefkenu. So the other malach said, leave them. Dik b'chad kaim l'shata. There's one of them who's about to become great. He's about to become the Rosh Yeshiva, and therefore we shall leave them. Rabbi Yochanan Shama, Rabbi Yochanan heard this conversation between the Malachim. Ilfa la Shama, Ilfa did not hear. Amlai Rabbi Yochanan Ilfa. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Ilfa, Shama Mamidi, did you hear anything? Amlai Loi. So he said no. Ama Midish Shama Ano. Since I did hear this conversation, Ilfa la Shama, and Ilfa did not hear it, Shmamina Ludidi Kaim Lishata. I'm the person that's going to be appointed Rosh Yeshiva. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Ilfa Ihidr, let's go back to Yeshiva. Vuki b'nafshoi, and we will fulfill Kla Yechtel Evi Mikarvaritz, that there will always be poor people. And as the Rishonim explained, although, as we began this year, the Pasuk says, Ephes Kla Yibcha Evyon, that a person has to attempt not to be poor, there are always tzaddikim and gedolei Yisro who devote their lives to Torah and therefore may do whatever is necessary to learn, even if it means that they will remain destitute. Rav Yochanan Hadar, Rav Yochanan went back to Yeshiva, Ilfa Lo Hadar, and Ilfa did not go back to Yeshiva. Mefarshim asks, isn't what Rabbi Yochanan did here somewhat deceitful? By him not telling Ilfa of the conversation, isn't that something that was wrong? If Ilfa was aware, perhaps Ilfa would have gone back to the yeshiva. So some of Farshim say, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan heard and Ilfa did not hear was the best reason why Rabbi Yochanan didn't have to tell Ilfa what he had heard. Moreover, the Farshim explained, since Rabbi Yochanan did tell Ilfa that there is a pasuk that says "Kilo yechtel evyon mikarev haaretz," which should be a reason that Ilfa should agree to go back to yeshiva, and still Ilfa did not agree to go back to yeshiva, Rabbi Yochanan did not have to do any more. But then there's another pshat, which a pshat that we're gonna, the Ben Yoyada offers, which we will use in explaining the sugya. The Ben Yoyada says that the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma that when it comes time for a certain person to be appointed to a position of power, anything standing in the way of that appointment is removed. Ilfa was really greater than Rabbi Yochanan. As the Gemara began today's shir, the Gemara began saying Ilfa v'Rabbi Yochanan. Ilfa is mentioned before Rabbi Yochanan. Ilfa was really greater than Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan realized that Rabbi Yochanan was to be appointed Rosh Yeshiva. Ilfa, being greater than Rabbi Yochanan, would have to pass from the world in order for this appointment to happen. Rabbi Yochanan purposely did not tell Ilfa of what he had heard, in order that Ilfa should not go back, because if he would go back to Yeshiva, he would perhaps be taken from the world. Ada asa Ilfa, Rabbi Yochanan had, so Rabbi Yochanan went back to Yeshiva, Ilfa lo had, and Ilfa did not. Ada asa Ilfa, until Ilfa came back to the Yeshiva, Malach Rabbi Yochanan was appointed Rosh Yeshiva. Amalai, so the people said to Ilfa, he also of Mavagars, had you sat and learned Lehav Moloch Mar, then Rabbi Yochanan would have never been appointed Rosh Yeshiva, because you're greater. The Mefarshim Rashi already points out what is this terminology of Moloch, that the Rosh Yeshiva is considered a king. So Rashi says, just like the Pasuk says regarding a Kohen Gadol, Vakohen HaGadol Mi'echov, so the Gemara says, Gadleyu Mishal Echov, the other Kahanim would take their resources to give to the Kohen Gadol in order that he should be wealthy. So too, when one was appointed Rosh Yeshiva, they would provide with him all the financial means that he should be considered wealthy and he should have what he needs. And that's the terminology of Moloch. And in fact, I saw a Tshuva in the Lahiris Nosson that speaks about someone who left a will. And in the will he says that the grandchildren of a certain Rav should be the beneficiaries of his estate. But he doesn't identify which grandchildren should be the beneficiaries. Says the Lahiris Nosson, based on our Gemara, that if there are amongst those descendants, Talmidei Chachamim, Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbonim, just like our Gemara says, it's the obligation of the community to make sure that Rosh Yeshiva and Rabbonim are people of means, those are the people who should be the beneficiaries of that estate. And Rav Moshe also has a tshuva where he speaks about Rabbonim and people who are learning in Kollel, should they or should they not take money from the community. And Rav Moshe says, certainly if one is independently wealthy, he doesn't have to take money. But if one is not wealthy, he should not say, I'm not going to live off the community. It is, on the contrary, says Rav Moshe, the obligation of the community to support their Rabbonim, to support their Avreichi Kollel, and the Avreichi Kollel and Rabbonim should take the funds offered to them. So Ilfa now wanted to show that he was still on a high level of learning. Ozel Tola Nafshe Baskari Desfinta. He went and he balanced himself on the mast of a ship. And Omar, and he said, if there's anyone that could ask me about a brisa for a b'chi and rabbi, which we know are the most authoritative brises, v'loi peshtina le b'masnisin, and I will not be able to show from a Mishnah that the basis for this brisa, nefilna maskari desfinta v'tvano, I'll jump off the ship into the ocean and drown. So Mefarshim explained, of course, somebody's not allowed to commit suicide. Ilf was trying to show how confident he was that he had not forgotten that he knew all of his learning and that he had nothing to worry about, that he would have to jump into the sea. The Farshim also explained that the sea here means the Yam HaTalmud. Torah is compared to water. And Ilf said that even though I had gone out to the business world, I still remained firmly rooted in the Yam HaTalmud, being very familiar with my learning. But another pshat that the Ben Yoyado offers, based on what we said earlier, Ilfa said, why did Rabbi Yochanan not tell me about the conversation they had heard of the Malachim? Because he was concerned that if I would go back to the yeshiva, I perhaps would be taken away from this world. So Ilfa was announcing, I have no reason to be in this world if I have no Torah. If I don't know how to learn, I'm prepared to jump into the ocean. I have no point in life without learning. Asa hu sava, so there was this elder, whoever we have, sav and shas, it means Eliyahu Navi, tunnelay. Haimer, somebody says, Tnu shekel abonei b'shabbos. Somebody's passing away, and he tells the trustee of his estate, give my children every week a shekel. Vein ruim lasu lem sela. But a shekel is not enough for them to live on. They need a sela. Nois lem sela. We give them a sela. And the Mefarshim explain, what's the point of bringing this into our Gemara? What Ilfa was trying, what this Eliyahu was trying to say, was that for someone to learn, he should be learn to live on a little, unless the father here certainly wanted his children supported. So if he wanted his children supported and they need a seller to live, why do you say a shekel? He wanted his children to become accustomed to living on less, because the one that live on less are able to live a life of Torah. Vimamar. However, if the father's statement was Al titnu lahem shekel, here he's much more explicit, and he says they should only receive a shekel, then the halach is a nois lamel shekel. They only receive a shekel. Or, im amar mesu, if the father left a will, that when these of his, when his children pass away, it's not their children should inherit them. Rather, yereshu achayim techtayim, others should inherit them. Again, Bein Sha'ama Tnu, Bein Sha'ama El Tnu, whatever terminology he used, then the halach is a Noslam Shekel. Because since the father wanted that these other people should be able to inherit the money, so if they're going to give the children more, there won't be anything left for the others. So this is a brisa that was quoted, and now Ilfa is supposed to identify the source in a Mishnah for this brisa. Amlem, so he said, Hamani, who is the Tana of this brisa? Ramehi, the Amma Mitzel Kaim to Ramehs. We're obligated to do whatever the mace wants. And here, since we see that this father wanted that others should ultimately inherit this estate, that's why we only give them a shekel every week, even though they perhaps need more. Continues the Gemara. Amar Olav al Nachum Ishkamzu. It was said regarding Nachum Ishkamzu. Shayisumim Shtei Enov, he was blind in both eyes. Gidim Shtei Yodov, he was missing both hands. Kiteim Shtef Ragla, missing both legs. V'kol Gufay Molei Shchin, his entire body was full with boils. V'ayimutl B'beis Ru'ua, and he was lying in a dilapidated house. V'ragli Mitosim Menuchim B'sfolim Shumayim, and the legs of the bed were in buckets of water. Kadesh Shalayalo Olav Namolim, that ants should not be able to crawl up the legs of the bed. As Rashi explains, normally if ants come on a person, he's able to push them away with his hands. However, since he didn't have any hands, this option wasn't available to him. So they had to put the legs of the bed in pails of water. His house was in a very dilapidated house, which was about to fall. Bikshu Tamida Lufanis Mitosai. So his Tamida wanted to remove the bed from the house. Vakach Lufanis Akalim. And then to remove the furniture. Omlam Banai Panus Akalim. First remove the furniture. Vakach Panus Mitosai. And then remove the bed. Shemuftachalim. I can tell you. I'm confident. Kosman Chani Babayas. As long as I'm in the house, Ein Abayas Neufel. The house will not fall. Pinus Akalim, and that's exactly what happened. They took out the furniture, Vakak Pinus Matos, and then they took out his bed. Ask the Mefarshim, we just learned in the previous year that a person is not allowed to remain in a Mokum Sakana. So how did Nochem Ishgamzu remain in this house? So Mefarshim answered that Nochem Ishgamzu was a Tzadik Gomer. The Mashah answers, he was a Tzadik Gomer, and therefore he didn't have to worry. Asks the Gvura Sari, this halacha, that one is not allowed to be in the Makam Sakana, we learn from Yaakov Avinu. In the previous year, Yaakov Avinu, the Gvura said regarding himself, Katanti Mikalach Sodim, that a person should not be in a place that needs a nace to survive. Yaakov Avinu was certainly a Tzadik Gomer. So the Gvura Sari answers that when Nochem Ishgamzu entered this house, it was not yet a dilapidated house. It only became dilapidated after he was there, and since he was a tzaddik gomer, he didn't have to leave. other Mefarshim suggest that Nachum Ish Gamzu had something more than everyone else. Nachum Ish Gamzu, besides being a Tzadik Gomer, was also a person who had terrible Yisurim. He was afflicted with all of these sorrows, no hands and no feet, as we just learned. And therefore, he could be in a Makam Sakana. Amalai Tamidav. So his Talmidim said to Nachum Ish Gamzu, Rebbe, v'chimi acher, sh'tzadik gomer ato, since you're such a great tzadik, lama osu l'chakach, why did you have this happen to you, that you have such, you're in such a state? Amlem, b'nai ani garamti l'atzmi, I caused it to myself. Sh'pamachas ha'yisi mehalach b'derech l'beis chami, I was once traveling on the road to my father-in-law's home. V'yimei masig gimel chamarim, I had 3 donkey loads laden. Echad shamacha, one was full of food. Echad shamacha, one was with drink. Vechad shamina meganim, one was with different delicacies. Bo any echad v'amali b'derech, and there was a poor person that approached me. V'amali Rebbe panaseini, Rebbe, give me something to eat. Amati loy hamtein ach efrik min chamar. Wait till I get off the donkey. L'spakti lifik min chamar. I didn't have an opportunity to take the food off the donkey. Ach yotso neshmosa, until this poor person passed away from hunger. Halachti v'nafalti aponav, I went and I fell on his face. V'amarti, and I said, Einai shloi chosu aynecha, my eyes that did not have rachmanis on your eyes, Yeshumu should become blind. Yodai shloi chosu aynecha, my eyes that did not have pity on your hands, Yiskadmi should be cut off. Raglai shloi chosu aynecha, my feet that did not have rachmanis on your feet, Yiskatmu should be cut off. V'lenuskar v'dati, and I did not, my mind was not put to rest. At shamarti kol gufi yimolishkin, until said my entire body should be full of boils. Amrulai, so Talmidim said to him, Oilon ushirinu bekach, terrible is to us that we saw you in such a status. Amrulam, oilim loy resinu bekach, terrible would be the other way, because if I wouldn't receive my punishment in this world, I would receive my punishment in the next world. Much better, said Nachum Ish Gamzu, is that I should receive it in this world. So Mefarshim ask, what did Nachum Ish Gamzu do so wrong? All he said was, all he gave them, he had to take time to get the food to this person. So Mefarshim answer, so actually the Yerushalmi has a different girsa, that according to the Yerushalmi's girsa, this question is not hard. Because the Yerushalmi says what Nachum Ish Gamzu said was, let me first go to my father-in-law's home, and when I come back from my father-in-law's home, then I'll give you to eat. And that obviously wasn't that, and during that duration, the poor person passed away. But others suggest that Nachum Ish Gamzu should have seen that this person was on the brink of death, and he shouldn't have waited to get off the donkey and open up the package nicely. He should have just ripped open the package to give this person something to eat and saved him. And of course, based on this, the Aveira, so to speak, that Nachum Ish Gamzu did was a very minor Aveira, just not realizing and not ripping open the package. Says the Mashah that that's what the Gemara means. Ani garamti latzmi, I, who am a tzaddik gomer, and every action of mine should be considered and weighed, a person on my level, this is considered an Aveira if I didn't pay attention and give the person to eat right away, even this minor delay. And Reb Cheskel Levenstein, in explaining the Gemara, the Ponovich and Mashgiach, explains that from here we see how tzaddikim would weigh every action of theirs and review and see if they acted properly. He used to say, Yaakov Avinu, when the children of Yaakov Avinu came and told him that Yosef Avinu had died, Yosef HaTzadik had died, so the Pasuk says, V'yikra Yaakov Simloisov, V'yosem Sak B'mosnov, V'yavol Abonov Yomim Rabim, V'yimoyin L'snachem, V'yomer Ki'erit El B'ni Ovel Sh'oilo. Yaakov Avinu refused to be consoled on the death of Yosef, because he constantly, as the Sephorin explains, was analyzing, perhaps he did an Aveira, perhaps he wasn't makbid properly and kibud of the aim, perhaps he did something improper that caused that this terrible punishment should happen to him. And the same thing, says Reb Cheskel Levenstein, was Nachum Ish Gamzu. Certainly his Aveira wasn't a very significant Aveira, but he was constantly reviewing, did I do what was necessary for this person, or perhaps I could have done more. And Rav Shimon Shkop in the Hagdoma to the Sefer Shari Yosha explains that every person was sent to this world with a specific mission, and a person has to constantly review and check, has he done his job properly? He has to constantly be reviewing that, have I accomplished my purpose in life? Continues the Gemara. V'may karlei Nochem Ishkamzu. Why was he called Nochem Ishkamzu? The Kamilsa Davasalkalei, whatever happened to him, Amagamzu L'toiva, he used to say, it's always for the best. Mefarshim ask, the Gemara says, Masechta Brachas, a person should always say, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us, the tav of it, he's doing for our good. So what makes, what's unique about Nochem Ishkamzu? So the Anaf Yosef explains, every person, yes, says, but what he means is that even though now I'm experiencing something bad, latav, from this bad will emanate something good. Nochem Ishkamzu was in a much higher madrega. Nochem Ishkamzu said that what's happening, the bad, is good. Not that I hope that good will emanate from the bad, but what we think is bad, he really thought, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it happen to me, then it must be good. Zim Nechadad was one time, Boy Lishiduri Doron Lebei Kesar. The Jews wanted to send a gift to the king, Amar Man Yezel. Who's the right person to go? So they said, Yezel Nochem Ishkamzu. It should be Nochem Ishkamzu to go to Malumba ben Nisanov. He's a person that has miracles. The way the Mefarshim explained, apparently there was some decree against the Jews, and we needed somebody to take a gift to the king to appease him. Shadr b'yadei, so they sent in his hands, Molei Sifta Davonim Toimus Megrelius, a chest filled with precious stones and pearls. Ozel, and he went, Basbahu Dira. And he spent a night in a hotel. Belaila Kama Hanach Deroy. That night the people who were sleeping in that hotel came up. Shekinah Lasif, they took the chest, or Melina La'offer, took out the jewels and the pearls, and filled it up with dirt. Amacha, continued to Gemarki, Mata Hasam, when he got to the king's palace, Shirina Lasifta, he opened up the chest, Chazin of the Malafer, and he saw that it was full of earth. Ba Malkal Magdalena Lakula. And the king was very angry at the Jews for acting in such a way, and he wanted to kill all the Jews. Omer Kamachaychi be Yehudi. The Jews are making fun of me that they send me earth. Omer and Nochem Ishgamzu, in his typical manner, said Gamzu Lutaiva. Also, Yo, Admelech Chadminayu. Elio appeared as like one of the people who are in the king's court. Omle Dilmaha Afram Afra Davra Davram Avuhu. Maybe this earth is the earth of Avram Avinu. The Kavishali Afra, when Avram Avinu would throw dirt at an enemy, have a cipher turned into swords. Gili, and when he threw straw, have a giri, it turned into arrows. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Yitain Ka'ofar Charboy Kikash Nidav Kashtoy. His earth offer, his earth becomes like a sword, his straw becomes like a spear. There was a certain country that they weren't able to conquer. They tested this dirt against the city, the Kafshua, and they were able to conquer it. They took Nochem Ishkamzu into the treasure house of the king, and they filled up Nochem Ishkamzu's chest with precious stones and pearls, v'shidru v'yaku rabba, and they sent him off with great honor. Ki also, when he was going back home, b'sabahidira, he slept in the same hotel that he slept in as he was coming to the king's palace. Armalei, and the people asked him, my asisabahadoch, what did you bring with you to the king, the Abdullah Yakra Kulahai, that they gave you such great honor? Amlu, my the Shakli Mahachi, what I took from here, Amtil Hasim, I took the Sasrula Derayu. They broke down their home, and the Mefarshim explained that the dirt which they had used to fill Nochem Ishgamzu's chest had come from a mound of rubble from a ruined part of their house, so they were concerned that only dirt that had been part of the house had this wonderful quality, and they therefore demolished the house that they had been used in building the house, because they thought that this earth has this ability. And they went from Tinul Bay Malka, they carried it to the palace. Amalei Hai Afra Daisa Hocha Medidanhu. They told the king, the earth that Nochem Ishgamzu brought was our earth. But Kua, they examined it, Falashkechu, and they saw that it was useless, it was just earth. The Ketlinu Lan of the ruin, they killed these people for mocking the king. Of course, this story, there's a lot more in the story than we understand. The Michtav Meliyol quotes Reb Chaim V'lozhiner. Well, what was shot in the story? Avram Avinu said about himself, "V'noichi ofer ve'efer, I'm just earth and sand, earth and dust." Even though he said about himself, "V'noichi ofer ve'efer," he still was Avraham, Av Hamayim Goyim. The entire world became subservient to him. They did not become subservient to him because he had tremendous wealth. They did not become subservient to him because he had tremendous power, or he portrayed tremendous power. He portrayed v'noichi ofar ve'efer. But taking that approach was the approach how people realized who he was and how great he was. And the same is with Nochem Ishgamzu. Nochem Ishgamzu, as great of a tzaddik that he was, did not take a position that he's better and that everybody should respect him. He took a low-key approach. And with that low-key approach, Kafshu, he was able to capture the kings and the nations of the world to realize what he was. We learned in the Mishnah, Eiz the Dever, what is considered a Dever for which we cry out, Ir HaMetzir HaMesh Me'Esragli, a city that has 500 people and 3 people die from that city. Tanu Rabbanan, Ira Metzir Chamesh Me'es Velefragli, a city that has 1,500 people, to go in Kfar Akoy, like Kfar Akoy, V'yotzim and a Tishmesim. Here we have 3 times the amount of people. Instead of 500 people, we have 1,500 people. And 9 people pass away, V'shloshi Yomim Zachazel, 3 consecutive days, Harez Adever. But if they die, Yom Echon, in 1 day, or B'dal Yomim, in 4 days, Ein Zed Adever. It's not a Adever. The Mabit says that the reason the Braisa quotes Kegon Kfar Akoy, what's the difference, what type, which city? To teach us that only a city like Kfar Akoy, which was a city of people who were Yireyim Vishleimim and acted properly, only there is there a halacha, do these halachas apply. But in a city where people don't act properly, the halachas of a Dever, or what is considered a Dever, don't apply. People who are Bali Avera have a different status. V'ir HaMetzir Chamesh Me'es Ragli, a city that has 500 people, Kegon Kfar Amiko, V'yotzman Shloish Shemesim B'Gimel Yom HaZeh, and 3 people passed away in 3 consecutive days, Harei Zeh Dever, that's considered a Dever. V'yom Echod, but if it's in 1 day, Oy Ba'ab Yomim, 4 days, Ein Zeh Dever, that's not considered a Dever. So Mefarshim ask, why does the Gemara have to say that if they die in 4 days, it's not a Dever? Obviously it's not a Dever. If it's not in 3 days, so it's not the conditions that are required. So the Mefarshim explain, as we're going to learn in the next Gemara, what is the significance of 3 days? Because an animal becomes a mood after 3 times. So the Machloikas Rishonim, if an animal gored 3 times in 3 days, it becomes a mu'ud. When does it lose that status of mu'ud? Some say it loses that status if for 1 day it doesn't gore, while others say that it loses its status only after 3 days of not goring. So that's Pshat in our Gemara, the Gevurah Sari says. Our Gemara is saying that if it took 4 days for 3 people to die, it's not a Dever. In 3 days, it is a Dever. But if there is, Rachman and Tzlan, a Dever, 3 people died in 3 days, it only loses the status of being a Dever. Not on the 4th day, it needs 3 days of quiet. The Drykus, says the Gemara, Drykus was a city. Here I'm at Sir Chamesh Meis Ragli Hava. Had a city, it was a city of 500 healthy men. And three people died in one day. God's Rav Nachman Bar Chizda Tanesa. Rav Nachman Bar Chizda was decreed a fast. Aram Nachman, it's a command. It's in one day. So it says it's Kremeya, the Omer. Remeya says in Mesechta of a Kama. Richik Negeis of Chayiv, Kirim Negeis of Lekoshke. The Gemara there discusses an animal becoming a mood. And the Gemara says that after it gores three times, it becomes a mood. And if it goes in 3 days, it's a mu'ud. Says the Gemara there, if, Ramey says, if it goes 3 times in 1 day, it certainly becomes a mu'ud. And his thinking and his explanation is as follows. If in 3 days it becomes a mu'ud, which there's a larger time difference, in 3 days, certainly in 1 day becomes a mu'ud. Here too, he was saying, if a city could be considered it has a dever, and 3 days, certainly in 1 day it can have a dever. Mefarshim ask that we know there's a machloikis throughout Shas, when do we have a chazakah? Do we have a chazakah after three times, or do we have a chazakah after 2 times? And when there's a shaila of nefashis, we always go l'chumra. So why don't we consider a dever after 2 people passing away? So Farshim explained that in halacha there are 2 concepts. There's a concept, says the Karen Oira, of chazaka, which may be after 2 or 3 times, and there's a concept of establishing a status. Establishing a status is not a chazaka, and for that we need, as the Gemara says here, 3 times. Omle Rav Nachman Bar Chizda Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Leikamar Leisel Gabon. Come and move to our city, which is a more distinguished town. Amar Tanina. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered, Rav Yossi Omer, Rav Yossi taught us, Loi Mekoy Mishlad Mechabdoi. It's not the place where the person is that makes it significant. El Oda Mechabdes Mekoymoi. It's the people in the place that make it significant. She came at Sinai Har Sinai, as we find it at Sinai. So calls much a Shechina Shruya Lov, as long as the Shechina was on Har Sinai, the pasuk says Omer Torah Gamat Soyim VeGam VaBaka Yirmal Arahu. Sheep, animals cannot come near to the mountain. Nistalka Shechina Memena. Once the Shechina left Har Sinai, Omer Torah from Shoyach Hayoyva, when the Shoyach blows to indicate that the Shechina left, Heima Yal Bahar, everybody could go up on the mountain. But came at Sinai by oil Moed from Midbar. Similarly, do we find in the oil Moed in the Mishkan and the Midbar? Shukavan Shunati, as long as the tent was standing, the pasuk says, Om Retaira, Vishachem and Amachnakal Tzurua. Anybody who's a Tzurua or a Zov who's Tomei may not be in the Machna Shechina. Hugla Proichas, once the Proichas that are around the Mishkan are rolled up, that means that they're going to start traveling, Hutra Zov and Mitzurah Kanasham, Zov and Mitzurah may enter the area of Machna Shechina. Omale, so Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Yehachi Nekem Anol Gabamar. So then, I'll come to you. Rav Nachman Chizda says to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, so I'll come to where you are, and if both of us live in this place, it'll certainly become a more distinguished place. Amalei, Mutav Yovim Mona Ben Pras. It's a Mona Ben Mona. It's better than a Mona, which is 100 dinar. The son of a Pras, which is only 50 dinar, should come to should go move Vayov Mona Ben Mona. It's a Mona Ben Pras, not the person who's a Mona, the son of a Mona, to go to the person who's a Mona Ben Pras. Which Pashup Shat, the Mefarshim explained, was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was saying, I am not as distinguished as you are, because even though both of us are Rabbonim, as our names imply, Rav Nachman, but I am not the son of a Rav, as the name implies, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. You, on the other hand, besides being a Rav in your own right, are also the son of a Rav, Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda. And that makes you more distinguished, and it's only proper I should come to you, not you come to me. The Shas Emes finds this very difficult, how Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak should take such a position in speaking about his father, that his father is only a pras, and therefore he takes out this entire Gemara. But I saw a very beautiful pshat. We know in learning there are 2 parts to learning. There's bekiyus, learning up shas, shulchan aruch paiskim, and there's Be'iyun, learning in depth. Rav Nachman was saying, Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak was saying to Rav Nachman ben Chizda, I am a mona ben pras. I have the ability to learn Be'iyun, but pras, I don't have the Bekiyas. I have not learned all of Torah. Whereas you are a mona, besides having this great ability of learning Be'iyun, of being a lamdin, you also ben mona, you also have Bekiyas. And because of that, I have to honor you, not you honoring me. Says the Gemara, Surah Havidabarta, there was an epidemic in Surah. B'shivusa de Rav, in Rav's neighborhood, loy Havidabarta, there was no epidemic. Sovereignate, so the people thought, is Mishum Zchusa de Rav de Nafish, because since Rav lives there and he has great Zchusim, so there was no epidemic. Is Chazale B'chalma, they saw in a dream, Rav the Nefesh is Chusa Tova. Rav who has great Chusim, Hol Mosu Zutri like the Rav. This is a small matter next to Rav. Ela Mishum Hu Gavra. The reason that they were saved was because of this person, the Shail Moruz Vila, who would lend out shovel Lekfura to people who needed for burial. So Masha asks, that still doesn't answer the point. If Rav was so great, why wasn't Rav's Chus able to save the people in the city? So Masha says, certainly it was able to save the people in the city. The point of the Gemara was, it wasn't necessary because they had this other person. Another answer that Sfas Emes answers is because Rav was a Tzadik Gomer. And since Rav was a Tzadik Gomer, Rav would have been saved himself and not been affected or connected to the rest of the people of the city. They were only saved in the schus of the other tzaddik, because that tzaddik was not such a tzaddik gomer, and if since he wasn't a tzaddik gomer, he, if the rest of the city would have been afflicted, would have been afflicted along with the city, and they didn't want that the tzaddik should be affected, and that's why he and the rest of the city were saved. Another teretz that the Sfas Emes gives was, although Rav was such a great person and his chus was certainly great enough to save the people of the city, however, the people of the city did not respect Rav enough, did not listen to what Rav said. So since they didn't listen to what Rav said, his chus wasn't going to save them, because they didn't show him, they didn't give him the proper respect. It was only this other person that lived together with the people in the city, his chus helped them. But Dreykus have delicta. In Dreykus there was a fire. Uvishvusa de Rav Huna have delicta. But Rav Huna's neighbor, there was no fire. Sovim neighbor, schus de Rav Huna, an offish. They thought it was Rav Huna's schus, which was so great, that saved them from the fire. As Chazle b'chelma, so they saw in a dream, Hai zutra le Rav Huna. This miracle was small compared to Rav Huna's schusim. El Mishami Yitza, because there was a woman in this city, the Mechamis Tanura, that would heat her oven, or Mishael Shavusa, make it available to her neighbors that did not have enough to make fuel for their ovens, they could use her oven. And of course, she gave her oven, which is fire, they were safe from a fire. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, they told Rabbi Yehuda, Osa Kamtsi, locusts have come to the city. Gazatan Naisi, he decreed a fast. Amalei Kamafsidin, the locusts aren't eating up any crops, so why are you decreeing a fast? So he said, Amalu, so Rabbi Yehuda said to them, Zavda Aisa Bedeir, did they bring along packages? Did they bring along their own food? Even if we don't see them yet eating up anything, ultimately it's going to happen, and that's why he decreed a fast. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, they told Rabbi Yehuda, Ikne Moisne Bechaziri, there's a plague among the pigs. Gozer Tanesa. So it was Gozer Tainis. Name of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asks, perhaps Rabbi Yehuda holds, Mak Mishlachs Min Echad, if there's a epidemic which affects one type of animal, Mishlachs Bekalaminim, it'll affect all the other animals. Because ostensibly, an epidemic that affects pigs should not affect us Jews. We don't eat pork. So he said, Loi, Shani Chazeri, pigs are different. The Damyin Mayayul Bnei Inshi, their stomachs are similar to the stomach of humans, and if a plague affects them, it will ostensibly affect us too. The Tosfos points out, from here we see, if there's an epidemic which affects Goyim, it also something of concern to Jews. If the pork bellies are considered similar to Jewish bellies, certainly the Goyim, what affects the Goyim, should affect the Jews also. Machloikis, the Ritva disagrees, and the Ritva perhaps says that since we're dealing with different type of people, the halacha is not the same. Amalei l'Shmuel, Ikam Moisna Bechazoi. There's a plague in Bechazoi, a town in Bavel. Gozer Tanisa. So he was Gozer Tainis. Amalei v'Hamerchik. Isn't that city far from here? So why do we have to be Gozer Taina? Amaleka Mavra Hocha de Pasuklei. There's no river, there's no natural barrier between here and there, and therefore we have to be concerned that the plague will spread. Amalei l'Rav Nachman. Ikka Moshe Barad Yisrael. There's a plague in Eretz Yisrael. Gozer Tanisa. So he was Gozer Fest. Amar im Gevira Loka. If Eretz Yisrael, which is the more important place, is being stricken, Shifchalei Kolshkein, then certainly the servant, we in Chutz Laaretz, certainly must be concerned. Says the Gemara, Tama de Gvira Shifcha. The concern here is because we have Eretz Yisrael, which is the more important land, and us, who are like the slave compared to the mistress. Hashifcha v'shifcha loy. If both places are affected, one is not Eretz Yisrael, we don't have to be Gozer Tainis. Ask the Gemara, well, we know of Amr Leil Shmuel, Ikka Moshe Bechazoi, that they said there was a plague in Bechazoi and Gozer Tainis. Answer the Gemara, Shani Hossam. Normally, from one area in Chutz Laaretz to another area in Chutz Laaretz, we don't have to be Gozer Tainis. Only from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz do we have to be Gozer Tainis. However, Kivan de Ikka Sherosa, since there are caravans, the Lovev Asbedoi, that constantly travel between Chazoi and Ador, so therefore we're concerned that this epidemic will travel, and we have to be Gozer Tainis, even from one city in Chutz Laaretz to another city in Chutz Laaretz. There's an interesting point. Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos in this Amud says Gvira Laka. Who is the Gvira? Pirizu Eretz Yisrael. So the Farshim asks, what's Tosfos adding? It's obviously that Gvira means Eretz Yisrael. So the Farshim answers what Tosfos is trying to say, that the only time we have to be Gozer Tainis and Chutz Laaretz if something is happening in Eretz Yisrael is Zu Eretz Yisrael, if all of Eretz Yisrael is being affected. But if not all of Eretz Yisrael is being affected by the plague, we don't have to worry. The Mishnah Brura says that nowadays we don't have to be Gozer Tainis, as we've learned when there's an epidemic, since nowadays there are a lot of outside factors that cause disease and illness. That's why we should be Gozer Tainis. And on the contrary, the Mishnah Brura says that fasting can only increase the danger a person has. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that even though we're not Gozer Tainis, we don't decree a fast nowadays, we certainly should daven and say Tehillim and say Ketores, and we should, if we're not fasting, at least redeem a fast. The amount that we spend on food every day, give it to poor people, and the schus should help us that we should have no tzaros.